All right, now we're going to talk about inner game, alpha game, whatever you want to call it. We're going to talk a little bit about that, okay? And we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, how to, you know, detractors and, okay, so say, like, somebody says something really bad about you or something like this, right? They say something horrible, okay? Something that's not nice or something like that. And you are absolutely prime, okay? You got everything, you know what I'm saying? You got the image, you got everything going good for you and all this other types of stuff, right? And somebody says something a little bit out of context, okay? Well, you got to understand that people, they read headlines, okay? They look at the basic thing, okay? And then they judge it, okay? By scape, okay? This is how people are, okay? And it's sad. Okay, it's one of the saddest things that I've ever seen in my life. Okay, and it takes a really intelligent person to be able to see past that. Okay, very few people have that level of intelligence. Okay, some people do. Okay, so how do you handle the people that don't? How do you handle the people that don't? I'll tell you how. Okay, well, first of all, you got to understand, like, you know, you look at a king, you look at a prince or something like that, you know what I'm saying? They've all had people who said, you know what, you can't make it, you can't do this, you can't do that, you know what I'm saying? Every single king or prince or something like that had somebody in their past, okay, you know what I'm saying, who was poor, who started out with nothing, okay, you know what I'm saying? They eventually had to work and become something. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, that stacked on that, and that stacked on that. The next thing you know, they're kings, they're princes, and all this other types of stuff. Okay? You see what I'm saying? Everybody had to get a little dirt under their nails a little bit. Okay? Everybody's gotten rejected in public. You see what I'm saying? Every bloodline on freaking earth. Okay? You see what I'm saying? But you gotta realize that, you know what I'm saying, literally, okay, it doesn't even fucking matter, okay? You can either, A, bring down the entire world, okay, with one action that you do, okay? But how could you do that? Are you the most important person in the world? Okay? If you were the most important person in the world, one action, okay, could literally destroy, okay, you know, everything, right? The question is do I have that big of an ego? Okay? The question is, are you really that powerful? Okay? Are you really that powerful? Okay, if you are that powerful, then that's a good thing. Okay? If you're not that powerful and you're still a student, okay, that's a different story. You see what I'm saying? Then it's like, okay, well, let me lean on everything. There's kings out there that I can lean on. There's similarities to kings, okay, that I have, okay, good and bad, okay, that I could lean on, that I could point out in history. Look, there is a king out there who, you know, had someone say this and that and all this other types of stuff. You see what I'm saying? But you know what? I'm better than that, okay? I'm bigger than that, okay? I have more power than that, okay? I can take, you know, it's like, it's an attitude, okay? It's like either I succeed or I die attempting to succeed, okay? And that's the attitude that you want to be able to have, okay? To be able to basically overthrow everything, okay? That's the attitude that you want to be able to have, okay? There's a lot of people who don't have that attitude, who are ultimately babies. You see what I'm saying? They're little, okay? You see what I'm saying? They're very small. They're small-minded. They have small hearts, okay? You know what I'm saying? They're probably not the most persuasive people in the world, okay? You see what I'm saying? You know how I could tell the most persuasive people in the world? Because these people have actually fucking made mistakes, okay? Let me tell you something, okay? If you had everything handed to you on a silver platter, okay, every single day of your life, okay, could you walk through the world one day without any of it and be just as successful. When no one knows who you are, okay, and be just as successful. Okay, I want to ask every single person that question. Okay, and if the question is yes, more than likely I probably will. Or yes, you know, there's a high percentage that I'll be able to overthrow any type of situation that comes my way. Okay, and that's good. That's great. Okay, if you can't, that might be an issue. That just might be a problem. Okay, and that's something that you don't want to have in your life. You don't want to be one of those people that depends strictly on the money itself, or strictly on your car, or strictly on your family status, okay, or strictly on, you know what I'm saying, one chick or a handful of experiences. You know why? Okay, you know why? Because you know what? That's going to render you a slave. That renders you a slave to whatever you lean against. Okay? So that means that you're subservient to anything that you lean on. Okay? You see what I'm saying? I think it's a big difference between depending on something and leaning on it. For example, right? I depend on me having multiple hot girlfriends at one time. I depend on it. Okay, I can't do without it. Without it, I am nothing, I'm nobody. Okay, that is definitely not where you want to be. Okay, where you want to be is this. Okay, this is where you want to be. I can do anything that I want to do. I can go anywhere that I want to go. Okay, and the power is within me. Okay, what people feel about me. Okay, now I might use something as leverage. I might use people, I might use places, I might use things or something like that to leverage people's thoughts about me, but at the same time I do not depend on it. Okay, and that right there is what makes a strong person. Okay, that right there makes somebody that's a champion. Okay, that's where you want to be. Okay, that's the type of lifestyle that you want to live. Okay, truly. Imagine this, right? There's a study done where guys were talking to girls, right? And these guys were, each one of these guys were given a, and then they were talking to these girls on the phone, so they didn't know what these girls looked like, right? They were given a magazine or something like this with an ugly girl's face on it, okay? Or some guys were given a magazine with a pretty girl's face on it, right? So then they talked to these girls, and all of a sudden, what happened was this, okay? Their perspective on who they were talking to completely changed, okay? Their perspective completely changed on the person just because of the way that they were thinking about, just because of the what they were thinking about, okay? Just because what they were thinking about, okay? Guy thinks that possibly this girl right here might be the same exact girl that they're talking to, or possibly thinks, wow. And so what happens is this. The person that's listening thinks, oh wow, you know what I'm saying, this guy right here, he's pretty awkward, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, he's awkward, you know, there's something wrong with this guy, or, you know, he's not perfect, or, you know what I'm saying, he's not fucking Brad Pitt, he's not Johnny Depp, okay, you know what I'm saying, he's not fucking, you know, a powerhouse fucking god or something like this, you see what I'm saying, he's average, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, right? You know, he's not even above average. He's average, right? Okay. Well, what's going to happen? What is going to happen? Okay. Guy thinks that the girl's not pretty or whatever, right? His whole view, the way that he talks to her, you know what I'm saying? He's going to think that the conversation's not awkward or is awkward, because, you know what I'm saying, just because he thinks that, you know what I'm saying, the girl is not that pretty, okay? This type of little subtle change makes all the difference in the world, okay? And can completely break somebody down or make somebody stronger, okay? But there are some exceptions to this, okay? If a person has the rules in their mind that I will talk to girls and I'll treat girls with respect, and I think all girls are beautiful, you know what I'm saying, and every girl deserves to be treated with respect and all this other types of stuff, you see what I'm saying, and has a lot of empathy, you see what I'm saying, on the side of girls that are not that attractive or not that hot or whatever, okay, what's going to happen is that conversation is going to go a lot better. The conversation is going to go a lot smoother. Okay? That's why I would definitely suggest that you take a strong initiative to treat everybody the same. Okay? I don't care if they're at the bottom of the fucking bottom or if they're at the top of the top. But do your best to treat everybody the same. Okay? You see what I'm saying? Why? Because you really don't know who that person is. Just like that study where they took a girl picture of a girl, and they said, here's a picture of a girl, okay, here's a picture of a girl, you know what I'm saying, she's you know she could be beautiful, she could be ugly, you know, who knows who's on this line, but here's a random picture, okay, you see what I'm saying? These guys made decisions based on what they thought this girl looked like. Am I correct? Okay. But if you treat everybody the same, you don't have to make the same mistake that these guys made. They had a beautiful girl on the other line. Okay. But they basically made the conversation awkward and not smooth and not cool and all this other types of stuff. Simply because, you know, they didn't, you know, see, simply because they had a perception, okay, but if you don't have that perception, then there's no way that you can ruin a good thing. That's what I'm saying, okay, you don't want to ruin a good thing based on some fucking ridiculous perception, okay, you want to give everyone the benefit of the doubt, okay, until they give you a serious reason that's investigatable, that you can actually pinpoint and say, you know what, this is not a good thing, or this is a good thing, or this is not a good guy, or this is a good guy, okay? You don't want to just start, you know, spewing off, you know, statistics before you actually know what's going on. And that's the difference between someone who's an expert at communication and someone who is a novice or an amateur, okay? Because amateurs just spew shit. Amateurs spew. You know, he's probably this, he's probably that, you know what I'm saying? Did you know that, did you know that literally say, okay, so you get an amateur at persuasion, seduction, whatever, right? Okay, here's a perfect example. And there were these girls, right? They gave one girl a Victoria's Secret bag, you know, with the fancy Victoria's Secret stripes and everything like this, you know. And they gave another girl just a regular pink bag, right? The girl that had the Victoria's Secret bag reported feeling sexier, you know, hotter, this and that, and all this other types of stuff after carrying the bag. Okay, the girl that didn't feel sexier and hotter and just felt like, okay, this is just a normal bag or whatever, okay, typically was the girl that was just had the regular pink bag without the Victoria's Secret logo and all this other types of stuff on it. Okay, the girls that didn't make any difference either way, how they felt sexy, if whether they felt sexier or not, were the girls who knew that their perceptions could be changed. They knew that their perceptions could be altered. Very simply, that right there is rare, okay? And that right there is an expert at persuasion, Okay? You see what I'm saying? That right there is an expert. Okay? They know that their perceptions can be changed. Most people think they get they're ego-based. You see what I'm saying? You see so many religions and philosophies on earth that say, get out of your ego. You know what I'm saying? And look at life through a more, you know, holistic, you know, more natural type of way. Because people fuck themselves in this way all the time. You see what I'm saying? You know, it's like, you know, this car right here, okay, costs more money to make. You know, the components are better. Okay, it'll last longer on the road. Okay, and frankly, it looks better. Flat out. That means if there was no logos on a car or anything like this, you'd pick this car over that car, right? Right, okay? How's it going? And, you know, that means if there was no logos on the car or whatever, you pick this car over that car. Okay? Now, you throw the logos in the car and everything like this, now majority of the people are picking the one that says BMW or Maybach or something like this, or, you know, Bentley, Mercedes, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And they're picking these cars over the other cars. Why? Okay, why? Well, first of all, you know, the car has an image. The car has an image. Okay? And there's certain mystique behind this label as opposed to this label right here. Okay? But let me ask you a question, though. And I constantly, you know, test people on this constantly. I ask them this, okay? What happens when this car right here becomes more popular, okay, than all the other cars? You know, more people want to buy it over all the other cars, okay? What happens when this car becomes bigger, more revered, more expensive, 3 times as expensive, 4 times as expensive as this BMW right here? What's going to happen then? You still going to feel the same way? They're going to say, yeah. Yeah, I feel the same way. They're full of shit. They're liars. Okay? They're not going to feel the same way. Okay? But this is the society that we're dealing with. We're dealing with people who are easily swayed and manipulated. Okay? For the most part. Okay? What's the first way that you can combat against manipulation yourself? Realizing that you can be manipulated too. Me realizing that I can be manipulated too, and I'm manipulated all the time. Okay? That's the first step. The second step is to ask yourself these questions. These honest, true-to-God questions. Okay? If this person were driving this car, it pissed me off. Let me tell you something. It actually angered me. I remember, I've liked Volvos forever. I thought they were cool. Whatever, right? Then I turn around and see Twilight. And I see, you know, Edward Cullen or whatever, driving around in a Volvo. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. You know, like, damn, why'd they have to steal my thunder? You see what I'm saying? It's something as simple as that can make a car not popular become completely popular. Okay? Let me ask you something. What's the difference? What is the difference between you, okay, you and that movie that persuaded all those people to now buy a Volvo? What's the difference? Okay, what are the main differences? Let's talk about similarities and let's talk about differences. Okay, and let's talk about what you have to be to become the next movie that makes something that's not so cool very cool. Okay? First of all, what are your beliefs? Okay? What are your beliefs? What are your belief systems? Okay? Why do you believe what you believe? I asked the guy this question. This guy I was coaching. I'm coaching right now. I asked him, if this girl right here was, if there was a beautiful girl and all this other types of stuff, right? Okay? And you bragged to all your friends that you slept with her, right? I was like, yeah, you know, I probably bragged to all my friends I slept with her, blah, 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 whatever, right? What if you found out that same exact girl, you know, only gave you a hand job or something like this, but gave all your friends blowjobs and had sex with them and all this other types of stuff? And she's the only person that she refuses to not have sex with, okay? Would you still like her then? Would you still be bragging then? Okay? Would you still be, you know, putting her on this pedestal or all this other types of stuff then? And he's like, wow, that's deep. You know, I never really thought of it that way. You know, he's like, well, I guess I probably wouldn't, would I? I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. Why are you with her? Are you with her because she's a lot of fun and you enjoy your time with her? Are you with her because she's a status symbol? You know what I'm saying? There are certain cars that I like, okay, that are absolutely gorgeous. You know what I'm saying? Like for example, 600 Benz, 600S, S600 from the 90s. It's a gorgeous car. It's a showstopper. It's one of the most beautiful cars you'll ever want to see. Okay? It looks like the back of the Maybach. You know how the back of the Maybach, you know, has like, you know, just like the really nice lights. You know what I'm saying? It looks really good in the dark. You know what I'm saying? You turn on the lights, not necessarily the best car looking in the world, but turn off the lights. It has like this really good look to it. Okay? Really fucking sick, right? You know, it's got that kind of vibe to it, you know? It's just got a lot of cool stuff to it, you know what I'm saying? It makes it a very attractive-looking car, okay? Is it the most expensive car in the world? No, okay? You know what I'm saying? I've seen Bugattis that are just hideous, that I don't think are very nice-looking, okay? You know what I'm saying? My personal opinion. I recently saw a Bugatti that was like $300,000 instead of $1 million, and it was gorgeous, absolutely stunning. It was beautiful, like one of the nicest cars I've seen in a long time. It basically looks like one of those really expensive Acuras, you know, the Acuras that you can only get in like one color, red. You know what I'm saying? It has a little tail thing where the light strip and all this other types of stuff. I don't know which one it is or what it's called or whatever. It's like a $100,000 Acura. Okay, $80,000 Acura or whatever. Really, really, really nice car. Really, it's a good car. It reminds me of that. Okay? You know, G35, the first ones. Okay? No symbols on the back of the car. No chrome, no nothing. Just blank. Nice, solid, beautiful car. Okay? Absolutely gorgeous. Okay? I like the style. Now, if I want more status, okay, and if I want people to think, oh, you know, he spends so much money on his car and all this other types of stuff, you see what I'm saying? I'll go with the more expensive one, okay? But you know what? I like what I like, okay? People can depend on me because I don't change. I'm the same guy every day. You see what I'm saying? What you can expect from me today is pretty much what you can expect from me 10 years from now, 15, 20 years from now. Pretty much. Education, I love women, I love art, I love culture, okay? You know, I run my own business, okay? I'm building my business is building at a rapid rate, okay? These are things that you can identify with me. These are things that you can hook onto me, okay? There's some people who they hide behind the shadows of people who are sure about themselves, okay? Why are they sure about themselves? I am 100% sure that there are very few cars on Earth that can compete with the first edition G35, looks-wise, okay? I'm very... very sure of that, okay? Why am I sure of that? I've seen thousands of cars, okay? Very few come to that level of beauty, okay? I'm sure of it. I'm 100% sure. Now, somebody says, you know, oh, well, here's two cars, you know. One has a, here's two Bugattis, right? You know, one costs, you know, $2 million, and the other one costs, you know what I'm saying, you know, $300,000. Which one is it? And they're like, you know, if I could give you one car to, and you can keep it, you can't sell it, you can't give it away, okay, you can't sell it, nothing, okay, I want you to look at these cars, you know what I'm saying, just by looks alone, okay, you know, because we're not experts here, we're just passersby, right, no experts, just passersby, what car would you rather have? I'd rather have that one right there. You're going to be disappointed. You find out it's a $300,000 car. Okay, do you want to be that guy? You know what I'm saying? You know? Or do you want to be the guy that makes decisions because they're sure about their decisions, because they're confident about their decisions? Okay? When people start to see you win from the decisions that you make, and people start to see how silly they are for the decisions that they make, okay, and how right you are for the decisions that you make, not because, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, you're perfect or unperfect or anything like this, okay, but you just have a better system and filters in place for being able to distinguish differences in your world, okay, you have a better filter. Okay, so say one person is actually looking at somebody's personality, another person is just looking at the headline. Okay, it's like a science teacher teaches science, but all he does is read the headlines. Okay, you gonna trust that guy? You know what I'm saying? Is what he's saying accurate? Is what he's saying even matter? Probably not. You know what I'm saying? This person leans and depends on their diploma. Okay, and their status or whatever. This guy just reads headlines. He doesn't actually read the article. Okay, he doesn't do any further investigative work. You know, this is what most people do. Okay, the people who actually pay attention to these little subtleties and use them to their advantage, what choice do they have except to become very powerful? Okay, what choice do they have? That's the only choice that they have, unless they choose that they want to play a background role or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But it's their choice. It's not like they're stuck there. It's not like that's the only option for them. Okay? You see what I'm saying? So pay close attention. You know what I'm saying? Pay very, very, very intentional, close attention to what you consume. Okay? What, you know, what others consume. What others' thought patterns are, because, like I said, okay, it was this story. I remember it was some like Greek myth or something. I'm not really too sure what it was, right? I really don't know what it was. I'm not sure at all. But basically, it was this king or something like this, right? And it was this girl who was like really unattractive or whatever, right? And so. So he's like hanging out with this girl, you know what I'm saying? He's hanging out with her, and he really enjoys her time and all this other types of stuff. He finds out that she's not that pretty looking, right? But he still treats her like really good, you know what I'm saying? Still gives her the royal treatment, you know, treats her just as she's the most beautiful woman on the earth, right? Next thing you know, she gets some type of magical wish or something, and it's like, okay, you can have me in one way, or you can have me in another way. Okay, which way is it? She says, you can have me where I'm attractive in the daytime when everybody can see me, and I'm unattractive during the night. Okay? Or you can have me where you're unattractive during the day and attractive during the night. Okay? Where everyone can see and all this other types of stuff, or where no one can see how attractive you are, but I mean, you know I can, right? And he picks, you know what, I prefer you be more attractive when it's just me and you alone, okay? And this girl, because of this, I don't know what happened exactly, but I believe she transformed where she was just beautiful all around or something, I really don't even know. I really can't even remember. But I'm pretty sure it went somewhere along those lines. Okay? You know, you really don't want to be that person, man, who says you hate something, you don't like it, and all this other types of stuff. You think it's weak, and all this other types of stuff. As soon as you walk into that restaurant, okay, you taste the wine from North Dakota and the wine from California, the first thing that should come into your mind is, what if this is a placebo experiment? What if this is an experiment? Is there really any difference? Can I really tell the difference if it's, you know, wine from the vineyards of California or wine from Detroit? Okay, can I really tell the difference by taste? Okay, now I'm one to throw chicken feet at chickens, okay? You know what I'm saying? Toss them what they want. You know what I'm saying? Just keep them off my ass, okay? That's how I am, okay? So, yeah, you know, maybe I would pick the California label. Would I necessarily assume that it's better? No, but I mean, if it keeps everybody else satiated, eh, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I wouldn't hesitate to say, you know what? This Detroit wine tastes better. Okay? It tastes better. Okay? It simply just tastes better. And so I'll drink this Detroit stuff. You guys over here drink this stuff over here. Okay? You know what I'm saying? You know, feel welcome. Okay? And all the time I know that this could be the cheaper wine. This could literally be the cheaper wine. And this could literally be $1,000 bottle of wine right here. Okay? But if I sincerely like the taste, okay, now that's what I'm going for. Okay? You see what I'm saying? So either way, I win. Either way, I win because I made a choice that I wanted to make for my own self. And so just suppose that this Detroit wine is $1,000 glass of wine, right? You know, I'm like, oh my, you know, everybody's looking at me like, wow, how did you know? You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. You know, I could play it up and say, oh, well, you know, I'm a connoisseur. You know, I'm a, you know, and I could. Or I could just say, yeah, you know, I just like the taste of the wine. If I find out that this $5 thing of hooch or whatever ridiculous cheap wine it is, and this stuff is $1,000 stuff, and I like the cheap stuff, okay, fine. You see what I'm saying? That's how life should be. That's how seduction should be. A lot of the girls that I like and I find attractive aren't necessarily seen as like the most hottest girls in the entire galaxy and all this other type of stuff. Sometimes they are. You see what I'm saying? Most of the time they're not. Okay? Does that mean that they're any less attractive? No. They're just as attractive. All they need is a big break. One big break in society. Okay? All they need to do is be shown in a movie or something. A TV show. Something like this where they use this type of girl. What's going to happen? Their value is going to skyrocket. Okay? Why? Is because they were any more or less pretty than before? No, not at all. You know what I'm saying? I am the one with the power. I am the one who is looking for and looking to create the biggest base of power as possible. Okay, whether that's media, whether that's, you know, talking through CDs and you ordering my CDs and my programs, you know, 400 hours of the Red Light Diaries, you know, how to pick up women, freaking disc series, what have you, okay, you know, valued at, you know, $12,000, but I mean, you could pick it up for, you know, $7,200, okay, now, you know, you could do this, you could do that, you know, you could have any choice, you could go in any direction that you want to, okay, it's your choice, okay, if you think my stuff is better, fine, you know what I'm saying, if you think my stuff isn't as good, fine, I'll tell you what though, okay, I will definitely leverage the fact that if you see me with a physical product instead of an instant download, you're automatically going to value my product more, okay? If I make it for where there are no refunds on my product, and you're going to value it more, okay, then that's exactly what I'm going to do. Okay? If, you know what I'm saying, because I have a pretty girl, you know what I'm saying, in red, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, on the front cover of my program, or whatever, and you like that, and so I'm going to put that, and I know that this is going to get a good response, then yeah, I'll do it. Okay? If I know that, you know, people want to have a library, a collection full of stuff, and so they have a literal library of binders, okay, with you know, 100 different, you know, psychological phenomenons, you know, whatever you want to call it, phenomena, whatever, you know, just an encyclopedia of just knowledge on these different psychological mind fucks or whatever you want to call it, okay, and it looks good, and it, you know, makes your room look better, and it makes you look smarter, and all this other type of stuff, of course I'm going to use that to my advantage, okay? You know why? Is it because, you know, I'm trying to trick you or something? Maybe a little. But at the same time, I just think it looks cool. I just literally, seriously think that it looks cool. I just think that it looks great. It's just freaking amazing. Okay, it doesn't matter if it's the popular thing or other people are doing it or something like that. I sincerely think that that is just the coolest thing on earth. And so, therefore, I will do it. Okay? And that's it. It's as simple as that. It is as simple as that. See, the thing is that presentation is the number one factor in all decisions. Okay? Typically, unless you're an expert. Okay, if you're an expert, you're looking for specific laser point explanations on certain types of phenomena. Okay, that's what you're looking for. Okay, but if you're just an amateur or novice or something like this, you know, you're going to go with a program with the fancy cover and the swishes and, oh, the girls in the black and they're just twisted around and silhouettes and all this fancy shit, okay, and she's wearing high heels and whatever, you know what I mean? You know, what I want you to do is I want you to become an expert at what kind of woman do you really want? I mean, looks-wise, okay, and be honest with yourself, okay, because I'll tell you what, man. Okay, I've met a lot of exotic dancers, I've met a lot of strippers, okay, I've met a lot of girls who, you know, they have that sort of look, like they're in this exotic type of world or whatever, right? Okay, I know this, okay, I know this, this is just the way it is, okay, guys instantly go for this, they call them tens. Okay, they call them tens. Okay? They call them tens and all this other fucking shit, right? Think about it. These girls are so hot. Oh, God. They're just so hot. Dude. Okay, I guarantee you throw some other chick or something like that in the same high heels, you know what I'm saying, in the same freaking dress and all this other types of stuff, and you're like, oh my God, oh, she's such a beauty and all this other types of stuff. What are you leaning on her fucking on her for? You know what I'm saying? For looks and all this other types of stuff. What are you leaning on her for? You know what I'm saying? If it were me, I'll tell you what I'd do. Okay, if it were me, I'm not anybody else, I'm me. Okay, so I would direct her on what I think looks good on her, and I would make sure that she's obedient enough to listen to me. Okay, you know, because frankly, I mean, most girls that are exotic dancers and stuff, you know, really don't have the most prettiest face. You know what I'm saying? I've seen, you know, girls who don't have any guys talk to them at all, ever. Who didn't get asked out to the freaking prom and stuff, okay? Who have more, like, way more beautiful faces than and bodies than a lot of these girls who work at exotic clubs and strippers and all this other types of stuff, okay? But see, the thing is like, so many guys are caught up in that rat race. You see what I'm saying? Of of I've got to have that girl. I've got to have this girl right here. You know, oh, you know. You know, it's like they see one guy throw a lot of money at this girl. And then the next guy throws a lot of money at this girl. Next thing you know, this guy over here thinks this girl is the hottest thing. You know what I'm saying? She's a piece of status. She's not even a pretty girl anymore. You know what I'm saying? I mean, is that what we're downgrading to? We want our progeny to, you know, what's gonna, you know, let me tell you something. 50 years ago, I'll get into some real logic for you so you can understand really where I'm coming from. Okay, Snoop Doggy Dogg, the rapper, he was introduced in 1991. Okay, so that was 22 years ago, 21 years ago. 21 years ago, Snoop Dogg became a rapper. 21 years ago, okay? 21 years before that, okay, Marilyn Monroe was seen as the hottest girl in the world. Okay, 21 years before that. Okay, so that's not a lot of time, is it? Because everybody's heard of Snoop Dogg. People have heard of Snoop Dogg their whole life. You know what I'm saying? You don't even really think about it. You're just there. Whatever, right? You know, you haven't been alive even that long. You know what I'm saying? You know, you feel like your life has gone quick like that, right? Okay. Well, the same amount of time in reverse, or whatever you want to call it, you know, before Snoop Dogg was a rapper or whatever, okay, or was introduced and did all this stuff, okay, was, you know, Martin Luther King and I Have a Dream speeches and Malcolm X and, you know, people getting assassinated, Kennedy getting assassinated, Martin Luther King getting assassinated, you know, black people were told that they had to sit in the back of the bus and they couldn't sit in the front of the bus and, you know, they had to like riot and rally and walk to work and do all this kind of fancy stuff and walk 10, 15 miles and all this other types of stuff to work and stuff, right? And that's just like the opposite, like, you know, time that Snoop Dogg was around or whatever, right? Okay? Just as long, right? Okay. So, now I want you to think of this. Okay? What were girls like back then? What did girls look like back then? Okay? The girls, you know, the average, you know, hot girl was a size 8, a size 12. She had a body, you know, big curves. You know what I'm saying? Literally, like a really big, busty girl. You see what I'm saying? Okay? Nowadays, it's a skinny girl. Okay? The next day, 10 years down the line, it's going to be this type of girl. Next thing you know, it's going to be that type of girl. Next thing you know, it's going to be this type of girl. Okay? And it's going to be all these different types of girls, right? Okay? Why would I want to depend on something as fickle for you know, in my decision-making process as what someone thinks about the type of girl that I'm with? You know what I'm saying? What someone's opinion is. Okay? You know what I'm saying? What the general opinion is of a certain type of girl. Why would I do that? Okay, that's weak and, you know, that type of thing. Okay? What would be smart is for me to make a decision on my own what type of girls I like for my own reasons. It doesn't have to be some, you know, fancy thing where, you know what I'm saying, it has to be something that's completely different than what society offers today. You know what I'm saying? It could be just what they offer. It could be the complete opposite or whatever. But beauty to you should be beauty. You know what I'm saying? It should be like your definition, not everyone else's. Okay? Because you know what? When you get the type of power that a lot of these people in society have, okay, that you look up to, that people look up to, and all this other types of stuff, you know what's going to happen? Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. More than likely, what's going to happen is this. More than likely, People are going to follow your lead. People are going to follow your lead. Okay? And that's what we want. Okay? That's what we're looking for. Okay? That's the ideal situation. People following your lead. Not the other way around. Okay? That's what this whole thing is about. Oh, I'm an alpha male. Oh, I'm so powerful. Oh, you know, I will stand up for what you believe in, whether it's popular or not. Okay? You see what I'm saying? And live your life, you know? And hey, that's all you gotta have.